Yo, what's good fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk on the Self-Care RX podcast. Listen up, because today we're tackling something that's like a universal struggle, self-doubt. You know that feeling when you're about to hit send on that email, or audition for that play, or even just order that spicy latte and your brain throws a million what-ifs at you? Yeah, I feel you. It's like our inner critic has its own TikTok account with a million followers judging every single move we make. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can actually train that inner voice to chill out and start believing in ourselves again. So, first things first, let's break down why self-doubt is like the ultimate buzzkill for Gen Z. We're constantly bombarded with curated lives on social media, people who seem to have it all figured out, effortlessly achieving goals and living their best lives. It's enough to make anyone feel a little inadequate. But remember, that's just a highlight reel, not real life. People edit those posts, they strategically choose what they share, and they definitely don't post the ugly crying moments or the epic fails. We gotta keep that in mind, okay? Okay, now let's get down to brass tacks with 5 key strategies to slay your self-doubt. Number 1. Recognize those negative thoughts. Like, literally catch them when they pop up. What are you telling yourself? Is it I can't do this, or everyone else is better than me? Write them down, analyze them, and then call them out for the BS they are. Self-awareness is key to breaking free from that negative loop. Next up, challenge those thoughts with facts. When you catch yourself thinking I'm not good enough, remember all the times you've totally rocked it. Think about that time you aced that test, landed that dream internship, or nailed that presentation. Write down your accomplishments, big and small, and keep that list handy to remind yourself of your awesomeness. Number 3. Set realistic expectations. It's important to set goals, but don't try to become Beyoncé overnight. Break down those big dreams into smaller, achievable steps. Celebrate each win along the way, no matter how small. Remember, progress over perfection, always. 4. Surround yourself with positive vibes. This means saying bye fellowship to toxic people who constantly bring you down. Seek out friends and mentors who believe in you, who support your dreams, and who lift you up. You deserve that kind of energy in your life. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Everyone stumbles, everyone falls, it's part of the human experience. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and success. Just as you are. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're about to give that presentation in class, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and your inner critic is screaming you're going to bomb. But wait. Remember what we talked about. Recognize those negative thoughts, challenge them with facts, think about all the times you've been awesome at public speaking. Surround yourself with supportive friends who believe in you. And most importantly, practice self-compassion. Tell yourself I got this, even if you feel like you don't. Take a deep breath, own that stage, and rock it. Now, here's the deal. This isn't some magic pill for self-doubt, okay? It takes consistent effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Start by implementing just one of these strategies today. Notice how it feels when you challenge those negative thoughts, when you celebrate your wins, and when you surround yourself with positivity. And remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all figuring things out together. Alright fam, that's a wrap for today. Hit me up in the DMs if you have any questions, want to share your self-doubt slaying stories, or just want to rant about how hard it has been awesome. And don't forget to tag me in your TikTok videos, I want to see those confidence levels, sorry. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe because this ain't just a podcast, it's a movement, and together we're gonna change the game. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.